I'm Lillian Vasquez with Lifestyles on KVCR. Thanks for listening. On today's show, we'll hear about the landmark exhibition, Cristina Fernandez, Multiple Exposures at UCR Arts, located in downtown Riverside at the California Museum of Photography. First, I'll speak with Joanna Sobinska, Senior Curator at the California Museum of Photography, to learn about the exhibition, which threads together works from over the past 30 years. Then I'll speak with photographer Cristina Fernandez, who shares in depth about her collection and the stories she tells through the images that explore migration, labor, gender, and her Mexican-American identity. It's all part of Hispanic Heritage Month. But up first, here's my conversation with Joanna Sobinska, Senior Curator at the California Museum of Photography. Joanna, just share a little bit about putting this display together for us here in downtown Riverside.
I have followed Cristina Fernandez's work for many years. I've been aware of it. And, you know, when I was preparing for a studio visit with her a couple of years ago, I thought we would do maybe a project of new work. I was curious to see what she was working on. As I was preparing for that studio visit, I realized she hadn't had a major solo museum exhibition yet. She had been in very important group exhibitions like Our America at the Smithsonian or Phantom Sightings at LACMA and other major group exhibitions, but she hadn't had a solo exhibition. And so as I started doing that research and talking with her, I realized pretty quickly that what we needed was the overall survey. What we as an audience, I was getting a lot from putting the work in order and just seeing the chronology and seeing her development over the last 30 years since finishing grad school. And so that's what we decided to do.
So as you're putting it together, what are you looking for? What goes through your mind when you're laying out the whole exhibit?
Well, when we were working together and I was looking at the different bodies of work, we did play around with the idea, well, should, you know, other ways of organizing it. So we could have done something like, you know, look at the portraiture in this section, look at the landscape in that section, or let's think of thematic groupings. But in the end, what made the most sense to me and what I think was important for her first major survey exhibition was to look chronologically at her development since grad school to the present. And I think what happens as you walk through the exhibition is that you discover, as you learn her sort of visual language and you watch her development and you take in her different conceptual and political references, that they start to accumulate and these layers start to accumulate all the way up to her newest work. And you are then, as a viewer, able to decipher or read that newest work, knowing, you know, what she had done before. So I think it was important to do more or less a chronological arrangement for this first exhibition.
Got it. And for you as a curator and as a person, what did it mean for you to be able to work with Cristina and her work since you've been watching her work from afar or over her career?
Well, for me as a curator, it's the first time I worked on a major monograph. I have worked closely with artists on smaller solo shows, and certainly I've done thematic and group shows, but to delve into one artist's practice, to see her development over 30 years, to talk with her about, you know, how she viewed her work and her practice as an artist, as a pedagogue, as a mother, as a political person, to have this closer relationship with her over 2 years, almost 3 years that we were working on the exhibition and the book. This is something very special, and I learned a lot from her about art, about life, and worked very closely with her.
And what do you hope guests will walk away with or will engage with when they come to see it?
I think visitors can really come away with a sense of the complexity of this artist and then extrapolate that to other artists as well. So Cristina, who has long sort of functioned in two worlds, as she characterizes the photography world and the Latinx political art world. She's often shown in exhibitions of both kinds. This exhibition really doesn't flatten either of those things. So we try to look at the legacies of both of these histories as they come together in her practice. So we look at her formation in the Chicano movement. She's the child of Chicano activists and really feels that she, you know, formed her political awareness in that movement. And she brings all those concerns into her art, but she's doing it, you know, within the lineage and history of photo history and postmodernism. And these are the terms that she is working with. And so she is bringing this all together, becomes visible in her work.
So it must be exciting now that her work, or some of her work, has been put in a book. Tell me about the book.
Yes, so this is a major endeavor, major part of the project is her first monograph that we have co-published with the UCLA's Chicana Studies Research Center. And the book, just like the exhibition, tries to bring in multiple disciplines. And so we really wanted Latinx art experts, as well as experts of photo history in particular. And so we have a diversity of authors contributing new writing to the book, new scholarship. Cecilia Fajardo-Hill, John Noriega, Sally Stein, Julian Myers, Roberto Tejada, and an interview including a section by Susana Temkin. And so all of these scholars are bringing their own methodologies and their own interests to her work in 6 new essays and an interview.
Well, very good. Thank you. That was Joanna Sapinska, Senior Curator at the California Museum of Photography. My guest now is photographer Christina Fernandez, the artist behind the exhibition of Christina Fernandez, Multiple Exposures. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
This is your first major solo museum show. It's titled Christina Fernandez, Multiple Exposures. This is a landmark exhibition of your work over the past 30 years. Your images are telling stories. What issues play in your mind that you want to tell these stories?
Well, certainly my family history plays a major role in my art making, also my life experience. Raising my son, being a single mother, and a Chicana artist also contribute to the subject matter of the work and also my production, how I produce work.
So share some of the details about, because this is for radio, share some of the details about the exhibit and what you highlight or what your images are capturing.
Okay, so this is a 30-year survey, obviously, because of the size of the museum and logistical concerns. Not all work that I've produced in the last 30 years is exhibited in the survey. It is covered in the catalog, though. Mostly the highlights have been exhibited. So I would say my major series like Lavanderia, Maria's Great Expedition, Manuela Stitched, and some recent work called View from Here, as well as excerpts from two series called Sereno and Space Available. It's comprehensive, and the work is very diverse. I've always embarked on projects in a very diverse, unique manner. So whatever I decide to do work about, it is always approached as if I'm photographing for the first time. So the work will look very different from one series to the other. And I think that's something that's really interesting to a lot of people that go to see photography. Oftentimes they'll see an artist who has worked exclusively in black and white their entire career. I do both. I do large format. I do smaller pieces. I do narrative photography. I do text. I do portraiture and landscape. So, yeah, something for everyone is there.
Now, I want to talk about some of your other showcases and some of your other series that you've talked about that you just mentioned, and we'll break that down in a little bit. But I'm wondering, will you describe, and I know this is so cliche to say a favorite because they're like all your babies and you love them all equally, but are there personal favorites from this collection that's on display? Or do your favorites vary from year to year or month to month or decade to decade?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is in a way a hard question because you're, you know, asking me to choose between my children. But I think one of the highlights and one of the works that has been very rewarding and special to me is Maria's Great Expedition, which tells the story of my great-grandmother on my mother's side, who traveled from Michoacán, Mexico, throughout the Southwest, ending up in Los Angeles, California. And it tells the story of her life with me as the person that's posing in the photographs. So it was an exercise in reenactment, performance for camera. The story that is told is both in text and in the photographs. So people will get to know my family, her story, which is not unlike a lot of people's stories.
I've looked at several of your series, and this one was really very interesting and, I guess, unique. It was just enjoyable to watch and experience. This collection that is on display at the museum is now offered in a book or a monograph. When you look at the pages, when you open the book and you look through it, what's going through your mind as you're turning the pages? Are you reflecting on the actual image or the fact that this is your life for the past 30 years?
Well, I mean, a little bit of both. I mean, it is certainly my artistic life for the past 30 years. I think what's really great about the catalog is there's this incredible balance, both visually, but also, in terms of material, between writings about my work and the work itself reproduced in the catalog. So I think there's something like 7 writers for the essays, which is an incredible amount of writers. But it was a necessary inclusion. It was a necessary step for the catalog because not a hell of a lot. Oh, can I say hell? Not a lot was written about my work in the past. Mm. I mean, you know, there was essays about my work here and there. I had a mention here and there, but nothing comprehensive. And certainly at this point, those essays cover so much of the work that's in the show, but also love the work that had to be left out.
Yeah, and that, I wanted to ask you about that. But before I do, I want to reintroduce our guest. Is photographer Christina Fernandez. Her work is currently on display at UC Riverside's California Museum of Photography, located in downtown Riverside. Now, one of the things in working in radio and working in television, and you have all this extra stuff, and you have to weed it down and edit it down to what can really be there. So I'm wondering how challenging that is for you when you have all these images and then having to weed it down, and what that process like is for you and how you make the decision that this has to go, this stays.
Well, I mean, as a photographer, you're doing that all the time. All photographers do that process of editing down what they're going to put out there in the world. Most photographers photograph a lot, and we constantly edit our work, or somebody edits it for us. So I'm already very used to that process of editing images. And then for the process of the show, I worked with Joanna, the curator, to kind of whittle down to the very essentials. And I think that it's, you know, sometimes less is more. And in this case, I think that's truly the case. I mean, the exhibition is beautifully exhibited in the space of the California Museum of Photography.
So as you had touched on, there have been several series of work. Just to name a few, was Maria's Great Expedition. Is it Manuela or Stitched? How is that?
Yes, Manuela Stitched.
And then it was A View from Here. And then was there a couple of, is it Serrano?
Sereno. So it's named after the neighborhood I lived in Los Angeles called El Sereno.
Got it. But the one I want to talk about is the laundromats. And say it in Spanish for me.
Lavandería.
Lavandería. Okay. One, I want to talk about that one because one of the photographs that I really caught my attention, and at first when I look at it and I'm thinking, why this? What is she, you know? And there's a lot going on when I really stop to look at it, right? And if you'll just describe the image, I'm talking about the one where we're looking into the laundromat and you see the graffiti or the paint on the outside of the door and it looks like somebody's there. So just tell me a little bit about maybe that whole show.
I was out of graduate school. I was very interested in the photographic work of the New Topographics group, which included Louis Baltz. But I wanted to do something about the neighborhood that I was living in. And so I initially took my view camera. I was working with a 4x5 view camera at the time and started photographing storefronts in East Los Angeles, Boyle Heights, Pico Rivera. basically Mexican-American communities in Los Angeles or greater LA. I was photographing all kinds of different storefronts, but then I ran across the Lavanderia that is in the series called Lavanderia Number One. And I photographed, it fascinated me because of that frosted, drippy graffiti that is created by using liquid etching paint. And I just thought it was violent, beautiful, luminous, all at the same time. Mm. It really attracted me. Mm. So I took my view camera and I did several different views from the side and then from the other side and then further away with more of the street showing. And I got this sheet film developed and saw the contact sheets, and I didn't really like what I had. So I went back because this is, you know, something about this graffiti. It was not removable. You'd have to remove the entire pane of glass in order to remove it. So I went back, and so the same graffiti is there, and obviously not the same people, but I thought, you know, I'm going to try this fully frontal view, kind of cropped in tight, where you don't see the sidewalk and you don't see the rest of the building. It's just all window.
Yes.
And I photographed it that way and got the contact sheets back, and that was it. I knew I had something, and I basically used that formula from then on to photograph the other laundromats.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you for explaining that and where your mind was, where your eyes were, and what you were thinking.
You're listening to Lifestyles on KVCR. We need to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll continue my conversation with photographer Christina Fernandez. I'm Lillian Vasquez. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're just joining us, my guest is photographer Christina Fernandez, and we're talking about her body of work of over 30 years, and specifically we were just talking about your work of Lavanderia. But what I want to ask you now in talking about that and so many of your works, how do you pick your topics or subjects, or do they come to you?
I think it's both. I mean, you know, with Maria's Great Expedition, Chan Noriega had asked me to participate in this exhibition that he was curating for the Mexican Museum in San Francisco. And so I took the opportunity to create this story because it was about Chicano photography with a narrative quality, and the photography was supposed to be about the Southwest. So it was perfect for her story. And in other cases, you know, like with View From Here, I'm traveling, I'm off-roading with my son, having an adventure in our Jeep, and photographing, just picking up my camera and photographing whatever strikes my interest. Mm. And out of that came the View From Here series. So then, you know, the photographing, when I go out on our Jeep adventures, what I'm photographing is more focused now because I've decided after looking through hundreds of photographs, you know, what is going to look good and make a series and be compelling. So, yeah, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of a process there and kind of what strikes your fancy or your eye at that particular time. I'm wondering if you'll share a bit about your childhood, growing up and learning from your parents who were organizers with the United Farm Workers. Share a little bit about your childhood.
Well, it was a very unique childhood. I mean, I think some people have this experience, you know, their late 60s, early 70s were a really exhilarating political time. I mean, there was a lot going on. There was a civil rights movement. There was the Chicano civil rights movement here in mostly the Southwest. And my parents were political people. They had been political since they were teenagers. On my mother's side, I come from a political family. My grandfather was one of the founders of ULAC. So it was in our family, in our blood, so to say. Mm. And I was raised with a political consciousness by my parents to always be aware of other people's struggle, of our own struggle, of equality, of being anti-racist, being pro-woman. That was something that was really emphasized in our family.
Right. Okay. Now I want you to share the backstory of what I'm assuming is one of your college projects. It was the index card project. Will you give me the story on that?
So that is one of the installations that we couldn't include in the survey. So that's being exhibited at the Benton Museum in Claremont. The backstory on that is I was at UCLA. I was taking a class with Chris Burden. I believe it was called New Genres, something like that. But it was a performance installation video class. And Cesar Chavez had gone on a hunger strike. And I remember going through my parents' literature. They got literature from the UFW and like these newsletters, and they would have a list of farm workers who had died from pesticide poisoning or injuries on the farm, or even something as terrible as somebody tampering with a car when they were on strike, those kinds of things. And I decided that I wanted to recognize these people in some way. And so I typed all this information out on index cards and, you know, brought bags of dirt up into our installation / performance room that we had for the class and made rows with the dirt and planted the cards as a sort of performance and then left the cards there. And the piece was only up for a couple of days. So it was well received. People were very moved by it. I felt good about it. So when I went to CalArts, I decided I want to use this information again because I didn't really get a chance to show it to too many people. And so because I was there as a photographer, I decided to re-photograph the index cards with my brother's hand planting the cards into soil with a blue backdrop at the back, sort of emulating a landscape in miniature, basically. And then I put them on grids. They were 5x7. Each card had a 5x7 photograph, and they were arranged on a grid. So I believe it was during grad crit that I presented the work, and I felt very good about what I had done. I mean, I thought visually it was really interesting, but the information was not at all well received. The work itself was not well received. There were people who questioned the validity of the information, where I had gotten it. They were upset that I was making them feel like a bad person because they were questioning the information. That comment was particularly disturbing for me.
I bet.
And I was very discouraged by the comments that I was getting, and I was discouraged by the professor's sort of lack of interest in intervening in some way.
Mm, wow.
I put it away.
Yeah, I found it really interesting, and I like that you went back and did it again, and this time using your brother's hand. I just really thought it was strong.
I'm glad I get to talk about it. I'm glad it brings attention to the United Farm Workers and all the work that they're doing to pass legislation.
All right. Well, thank you. My guest is photographer Christina Fernandez. Her work is currently on display at UC Riverside's California Museum of Photography. If you've never been there, it's a nice opportunity now to go and check it out. It's located in downtown Riverside. Now, did you start taking photos as a little girl, or when did the idea of taking photos grab your attention?
Well, I initially took photos as a child because my dad was a hobbyist photographer, but I wasn't very good at it. I didn't understand the camera that he had given me. But what happened was I was at UCLA and, you know, photography was part of the courses that we were supposed to take. I went into my counselor and said, I'm not interested in photography. And he's like, you know, you have to take photography. You're an artist, you know. So I went ahead and took photography. And at the time, Joyce Nemanis was, I think she was substituting for her husband, Robert Heineken. So I took a class with her, and she was an amazing educator, and she looked at my photographs and really encouraged me to continue with photography, and we had these long discussions about my photographic work and my other work as well. She was an incredible educator, and from basically then on, I kind of committed myself to producing photographs.
Hmm. Do you teach or share information with new or young artists? What do you inspire, or what do you tell them, kind of paying it forward, as your instructor did as well?
Well, I teach at a community college in Norwalk. It's called Cerritos College. And, you know, it's a foundational program. The chance to continue with somebody into their graduate studies isn't there. It's not a four-year university. So what I do is, you know, I obviously try to keep in touch with the students who show talent, who show initiative and commitment to photography, and you'll see some of their portraits in the show. I did a portrait series with some students that I had kept in touch with. And of course, I plan on continuing because that is an ongoing process. But yeah, I hope that it begins a dialogue between younger photographers. There's lots happening in photography in the Chicano community. So, you know, I hope that's going to be something that will continue.
What type of camera did you first shoot with? And what's your camera or cameras of choice now? Not that this is a commercial for them, but just to kind of get a feel of either how you evolved or what you're shooting on.
Well, my first camera, the camera that I used in Joyce Neimanis' class, was a Canon, I think it was an A1. It was a partially programmable film camera. And what I'm using now is a Sony mirrorless camera, which I love. It's lightweight. It's the color palette is just beautiful. It has so many megapixels. I can print really big, and I'm just in love with this camera.
And there's something to be said for a light camera rather than when you're carrying a big clunky thing and a bunch of gear.
Very, very much so.
Lastly, where will this exhibit travel to?
So I believe next it goes to the Amon Carter Museum in Fort Worth. Then it goes to the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art in Scottsdale, Arizona. Then it goes to the Princeton University Art Museum at Princeton. Then to the San Jose Museum of Art in California. And then to the DePaul Art Museum in Chicago.
Wow, that's terrific. Christina, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to getting down there and checking out this exhibit. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you.
Christina Fernandez, Multiple Exposures, is at UC Riverside's California Museum of Photography now until February 5th, 2023. To learn more about the exhibition, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles and click on today's show. That's our show for this week. To hear any of our past shows, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles. You can also listen to Lifestyles on your favorite streaming service. Search for Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez and take this show on the go. Lifestyles is on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us at 919lifestyles and search for Lifestyles with Lillian on Instagram. Or go to kvcrnews.org/lifestyles and click on the social media icons at the top of the page. Thanks to all who helped to make this show possible, including Sharina Wad, David Fleming, Sean Houlihan, Natasha Coles, and executive producer Rick Dulock. Our theme music is provided by Ethan Bortnick. Join me next week at the same time for Lifestyles with me, Lillian Vasquez. Bye for now.
Yeah, the simple things.